Hi guys, welcome to the podcast, Dear Single Men. This podcast is hosted by Taye Maddox, and here's what he has to tell you.
Hello dear single man, this is your host Taye Maddox. I want to say, it gives me great pleasure always to do this, you know, share my thoughts, you know, engage with you guys, have, you know, great conversations on men related stuffs. And I want to say thank you for all the reviews, all the comments, and I know quite a number of ladies to have, you know, I've been following. I want to say thank you very much. I mean, a friend of mine, a lady, messaged me the other day on my line that she listened together with her friend and they really enjoyed the episode. And then another person as well commented on it and was like, well done. So it's really nice when people give feedback on what you're doing. It shows that, you know, we are making sense. All right, so thank you very much. And I know that we can only get better. So yes, you deserve an apology. I've not had to post for a while now, and this is largely not due to lack of content. I have episodes down already, but because of my love for excellence, I can't put up something that I've not edited and mastered well. A podcast has a peculiarity. There's a way, you know, I like to do my podcast. If you have been following, you know that this is not usually how I do my stuff. So, and this gap is because of the tools I use in editing are not available at the time being. So that's the reason why. But then I thought to myself, why wait? Why don't you just get the content out there? And that's why I'm doing this right about now. So what are we talking about today? Let's deviate a little bit. Alright, it's still men stops, but this is something that I stumbled upon on someone's Twitter post. A lady, she tweeted that all men are scum in bold capital letter with exclamation marks that I can't even count, you know. And then the thread went to, you know, narrate her experience with a guy that she spent three years of her life with, you know, in a relationship. And just out of the blues, she quotes this a supposed boyfriend, lover, you know, having, you know, sex with a younger sister. It was painful, you know, narrating her experience, reading that thread. I felt bad for her. Excuse me. And same vein too, I felt ashamed that, wow, how would a guy do this? And now, you know the impact of that. This lady went on to put it on social media that all men are scum. Now, she said that based on the experience that she had, and then she reached the conclusion that all men are scum. But some of them might be like, how can she reach a conclusion like that? I'm not like that. I'm not that kind of guy. I can never do that. You know yourselves. But if we want to tell ourselves the truth, there are quite a number of guys who are misrepresenting us, whose mindset, background influences majority of their actions. But then, are they excusable? Is it justifiable? We have to change. We have to be different. We have to let ladies understand that there are good men out there. Quite a number of ladies have this lack of faith in guys, especially single guys, right about at this point in time. Why? Because of the kind of things that we do. These guys misrepresenting us. Now them are they talk about. Now these guys are they talk about. Sincerely. Now see, these kind of guys who consider having a side chick as a side attraction, a side chick as a form of recreation, a sport. Can you make meaning of that? Is it normal? No, it's not normal. I beg to differ. It's not normal to have a side chick. I don't care what you and your babe get going on. Having a side chick is not a way of proving to your babe that you are the man or you are mad at her. No, you don't do that. And now I sat down while analyzing that thread, and I came to a conclusion that, do you know how many ladies would read that tweet? Some of whom may have never been in any relationship with any guy before in their lives. And then they have an orientation, or they develop this mindset that, how can a guy be wicked? And then they conclude as well, all guys has come. And then, you know, from there, the trend continues. And even those of us that, you know, we're trying to set good examples, lay good examples, do the right thing as much as we can, it's not easy doing right, being right. It's unconventional in this time, in this current dispensation, to be responsible. It is unconventional. So if you are responsible, even quite a number of guys see you as old school when you're responsible, when you don't have a side chick. And those who have a side chick, as soon as they are the in guys, the guys who sabi and womolokwe, the jag guys and all of that. But no, we here, we are not that kind of guys. The kind of guys I'm talking to are not the kind of guys that, you know, we have in a side chick. So men, we need to talk to ourselves. If not, this trend continues, and those who are coming behind us, you know, they don't have an example to follow. So what do you say? Who are you? Are you a scum? Am I a scum? I'm not a scum, and I believe you are not as well. So I just thought I should just put it out there to let us realize that day after day, we are creating impression. The opposite sex are having perceptions about us. I mean, they already have that. It now depends on us, on being responsible, on being loyal, to prove, to have something to prove that there are actually guys. Even if they are 1% or 2% or 3% or 4 or 10 or 15 or 20, at the moment, that percentage can rise up. So guys, let's keep these conversations going. Let's keep getting better. We always have a point to prove that we are not scum. We refuse to be scum, and it begins with being responsible, being faithful, being loyal, and of course, being a man, mature, and responsible. So, I close with this. Side chick, no be side attraction. Side chick, no be recreation. If you won't do sports, if you need something to calm your nerves, something to relax or expend your energy, there's nothing having a side chick. Side chick said no be insurance against your babe. You do not need that. The only side chick you should have should be your babe. And of course, someone you want to make your wife. So guys, cheers to your improvement. Let's do this some other time. This has been Tayo Madiokodumi.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dear Single Men. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, comment, and subscribe. You can connect with Tayo Madiokodumi on various social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Madiokodumi Tayo.